is always trying to be the head. Christianity teaches us that it's good to have a head. Whether you are a man or a woman, donkey or ox, child, servant, king, it is good to have one over you. And the best news of all is that the one over you is the Lord Jesus Christ. That ultimately he runs all of it. And he's established headship for the good of those who are under. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth. Here on Worldwide KFUO, I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And we're going to take a look at the psalm again before we jump at the 8 o'clock hour to sharper iron and dig into that 1 Corinthians text. I like it, believe it or not. I think there is a key to it. And I'll just say on this side right away, you know, does it teach that women have to shave their heads or cover their heads or do whatever? No, it doesn't teach that. And there's a textual key to it. There are some things I don't understand that Paul says, but the nice thing is they're within this textual key that lets us sort of say, okay, he's letting us make a decision about what we think best teaches headship. We'll come back to that with Pastor Lucas Woodford on the other side of the break. For now, remember, again, you know, what I was saying just a moment ago, that headship ultimately is the reign of the king. Right? This isn't about how men can abuse their relationships with women and all that kind of stuff. Headship is never for that. Authority is never for that. The fourth commandment is not given. Parents are not given to children to hurt them. They're given to care for them, to look out for their best interests. So when the scriptures say that man is the head of his wife, it is simply saying his job is to look out for her best interest. I mean, really, is that such a bad thing? And at the top of this chain of authority, because men have others over them, women have others over them in the workplace, and what at the very top of this whole thing, at the top of the kings of the earth, is the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And while the kings of the earth tend to use the authority only for their own good, it's kind of a bad habit we have. We do tend to corrupt things, being sinners as we are. The one king who's reigning all things, who's putting the entire earth under his feet as a footstool right now, and moving it toward a cursed and blessed end, wrapping all things up in himself. Well, he's doing it for the good of you. Is he doing it for the good of all? Yes. The challenge is that not all will believe it, right? There are those who don't want that good. And maybe I shouldn't say not for the good of all, because certainly it is not good for the devil and his angels that the Lord Christ is in charge and moving all things toward his chosen end. There's nothing good for them about it at all. So the real question is, whose side are you on? And by nature, of course, you're on the wrong side, but by grace, by promise, by gift, by declaration, by the preaching of the gospel, by the news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, mankind's been moved to the other side of the equation. The only reason not to go is because you don't want to. And that's an odd thing. It's a natural thing. And it's not your thing because you're listening, right? You got the amen deep in your heart. You know that the gift of salvation by grace through faith, the work of Jesus atoning for the sins of the world on the cross, his resurrection from the grave as the sign of universal justification for mankind, you know it's true. So as you come to his scriptures and you find some things that you know better than others, some things you struggle with, you can always see I'm under him. And whatever the text might mean, he's got this whole thing figured out. I'll trust that first. And then strive to learn, to sharpen my iron, even as I listen to Oratio. Your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth. Getting ready to rock in this next hour. Stick around.